Hey.
How about that?
Hey. Always got the bars. Always delivering. That's what we love about E. Welcome. Welcome to Communion. Welcome. I don't know.
Welcome.
Hey.
We come.
Hey.
To E.
Hey.
Not to hear.
Hey. To do what?
What we say.
Hey.
We're going
hey.
To do.
Hey.
Through and through.
Hey. You be in there. You be in there. I love that shit about you. I love that shit. Welcome to Communion.
I have my glasses on.
It's your host, TK the Kid, in the absence of Miss Ayanna Wilson and Retta Bell, who will not be with us today. But we got some special surprises for you guys. She's saying she got no sound in her earphones. Might have been all of the spinning and tugging and flexing.
I didn't do nothing.
The cord do look, you know, like it could have an opportunity.
I just hear you regularly.
But yeah, so
nothing coming through here.
I hear you great. So your mic's okay. At least work, or at least my headphones is at least working. So you got me and E in the building.
It's for this rain
today. Well, it's only two of us, so can we switch mic? I mean, switch headphone.
I can joints. Sit somewhere else. Hey, Jessica.
What up, Jessica?
I'm a wave of Jessica. Oh my God.
Now they don't work.
Oh, yeah. Now they really don't work. Now they're the dun-dun.
The dun-dun.
That's it.
That's how we handle that. We're going to make sure they don't work now. Okay, cool.
We'll handle that. Yeah, later. So I guess you could probably get them
on
this side.
Okay.
So we'll wait till E get on. To
what should I do?
Let you do it. Just yeah, you just sit there and look all E-ish while he
E-ish.
Today is gonna be a good day, guys. You know, it's Leo season. That's something worth discussing. You know, I don't talk about signs and zodiacs and stuff normally because nobody on the show has had a birthday yet. So. This is with the exception of B, who had a birthday. What was yours, May? June. With the exception of B.
Greatest day ever
for B was June 20. Greatest day ever for me is the 16th. So, you know, holla at your girl. Cash apps will be posted. You know, so the 16th of August, y'all know how to get at me, dog. You know. But, yeah, good month. Good day. But yeah, so first birthday from the show, Yana is actually in October, so she's a Libra. And then both E and Retta's birthdays are in December, so they share a sign, so we get to celebrate good
you.
For them. I want to say she's either the 11th or the 13th, something like that, of December. So this is literally our first birthday that we are celebrating. Put me in, coach. First birthday that we're celebrating since Communion inception. So it's a big deal. Shout out to all the Leos. Look at this dope ass candle that my cousin got me for my birthday. Proud, bold, and ambitious. Sounds like me. Smells like I don't know, but it smells good. I probably won't burn it though because it's too cute to burn. Probably sit it up on my little altar and, you know, just let it give me some good Leo zodiac vibes.
Yeah. I don't burn mine either.
Yeah, not when they like this. You know, I got some joints that I burn, but
yeah.
I burn like intention candles a lot of times. I don't normally burn candles for scent. I burn them for intention. I be hoping that the intention candle smells good, but I'm okay if it does not.
So, what do you mean by intention candles?
So, sometimes when I buy candles... Oh, wait. So, we all live and we all like on. So,
hey.
Like I said, we was waiting to get E in. So, E, hey, you ain't talked to the people today.
Hey, y'all. Hey,
yeah,
y'all.
She here. Okay, there we go.
We had to get back real quick.
We had to get back real quick. And we're going to get to our... what you call it? What's our joint? Our affirmation in a second, but I'm going to answer the question. So, a lot of times I buy candles... That have like certain meanings and stuff like that. So that's why I buy them. Yeah, aesthetically, I wanted to look good. So a lot of times I buy all blacked out candles, just like matte, because that kind of go that went with the look of my room. Yeah. But even in buying them to look a particular kind of way, I want them to have something that they do. Yeah. So I have like a cleansed aura one, and then I have one that it's about like setting the air. Like all of them kind of do something. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not the Bath and Body Works go get some, you know, whatever that should
be. But them joints be good.
Yeah, I'm not. No, I'm not saying they're not.
Aroma, you can give. Like, can't you set the intention with those, or does it have to be like something completely different?
Well, I'm setting intentions all the time. I just don't do it through those. Yeah, I just don't do it through those kind of candles. You know, a lot of times I use, you know, I burn incense a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I do, I'm starting to like those little wallflower joints. So
yeah,
that's more my speed versus burn. Because when I burn a candle, I don't actually burn it and let it go and go and go unless it's the kind of candle that I want to burn out.
Yeah.
So I'm not really into starting a candle and, you know, like putting it out and stuff like that. Yeah. So if I'm gonna be burning a candle for an extended period of time, it's for a reason.
Yeah.
With the exception of when I used to do my morning routine in the mornings, I would burn my candle, which is one of those intention candles. And then I would pick my stones. You just lost yourself. I would pick my stone, pick my card for the day, and all that.
Okay.
And have my candle burning at the same time.
Yeah, this ain't a good stain.
No, it is. It is. Just, there you go.
Yeah, but when I let it go,
it be let go. No, that's all right.
Okay.
All right, we're going to do this. So let's go ahead and get to this affirmation. We got a couple people
Rich
out there.
What's up, Rich?
We got two people on the live on Facebook one way. One on the live and IG on my side. How many people you got over there? Like 15? Cause I know you popular.
No, I
you
got
know.
Two.
You one of them popular
nobody,
joints.
Don't nobody rock with
you. Know what I'm saying? So when you popular, nobody you be having all of you. Trust and believe. People,
like that.
People figure out how to watch things without us knowing. So trust me, they out there.
Folks don't rock with me like that, but it's all right.
Of course they do.
But my boy Rich is on the.
What up,
here.
Rich?
Rich, I used to work with him.
What up, Rich?
At a great school.
I was about to say. So so this dude's name is not Nelson. This dude's name is
Rich.
This is a Rich Rich. He's not Nelson.
Nah, Rich was
cool. All right,
because,
you know, normally the people we'd be working with be called Nelson.
Rich was a psychologist.
Got a couple stories about it.
Oh, Rick said Rich said I rock with you. I know you do.
Way to go, Rich.
He laughed.
Is it Rich or Rick?
Rich.
Rich. Like money.
Yeah.
Like new money, big money.
Rich is my boy, though.
Shout out to Rich for tuning in to the show. All right, so you ready for our affirmation? You got us?
Yes, we are. All right.
It's warm in here. Is it the Muscat?
Sweet. Muscat? That's why I didn't get it.
I kind of want to taste this too, though.
Because I know Muscat is sweet.
All this stuff's sweet, but I'm going to taste this one too, so I'm going to pop it. All
right. So we're going to start with our affirmation, and we're going to get started with that. Repeating after me. You can open that and talk at the same time.
No, yeah, I plan to.
Okay, I just want to make sure you ain't had to stop.
No. I'm good.
I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind.
I have a healthy heart, body, soul, and mind.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
I am grounded and present in this experience.
I am grounded and present in this experience.
I am here.
I am here.
I am whole.
I am whole. I say this every time.
Yes,
and so everybody.
Yes, you are, Doc. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Celebrate. Celebrate.
Oh, my God. Pop.
Celebrate.
Did y'all hear that? Oh, my God.
It's a celebration, guys.
Ooh.
It's my birthday.
Yes,
Dr. Moore, yes, you are here. I'm sorry. I did say you were
we
here.
We did. We gave you a shout out.
You didn't hear me, but let me say
God dang, y'all.
You are here.
Thank you. I was not expecting that. Normally, I got to pop it myself.
Takana just popped
the
wine, and it popped and exploded.
That was the pop, lock, and drop it.
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 Wow, guys. And he came out with the good mop. Like, they got... things.
Ooh, honey.
This is the worst mop on the planet,
This is pop, this lock is, and drop
this
it.
This is really a business establishment. They come out with the things.
Oh boy, we're all, dropping.
Hey, we're doing a lot.
We're doing
today.
A lot right
it's
now.
It's a lot going
it's
on.
It's a lot happening
today.
Right now.
I am here and I am
and we yeah, are here and whole
and
we're
gonna adjust
and
we're gonna adapt and we're gonna figure this shit out. Yeah, absolutely. Because you know what? Here's the thing, guys. As we are contending with so many things here, ain't this what life looks like? You know what
yes.
I'm saying?
This
plans
is life.
Are always plans are always underway. And we always got our own. And we always think it's going to turn out a certain kind of way. And we uh-huh. want it to. That's our goal. It looks good, too.
It looks good.
But
and then
how
here
often,
comes an explosion.
Yeah, how often
and it
really,
spills over onto the ground.
How often really? Real life. How often does the plan work out to plan most times?
50-50.
Yeah. You may end up where you are trying to go eventually. 50-50. But most times, you end up having to take a alternative turn or having to deal with something that
explodes.
You didn't expect. Uh-huh. Explosion.
And you got to clean
chaos.
It up.
Then you, yeah.
You
got to
clean
and,
it up.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Keeping it all the way 100, though, like, we joking and shit. But at the same
it's
time.
The truth.
It not only is it the truth, but just think about this, right? A lot of people don't stop to clean up their mess.
They leave this.
They keep going.
Somebody else to clean
they
up.
Keep absolutely.
No,
they
I'm
keep going.
My, I'm cleaning my
just
own.
Just imagine,
mess.
Right? We in this studio. We share it with other people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sparkling wine all over the table and the floor. Just imagine us sitting here, and because we got other shit to do, and our timing is now messed up because we rushing and stuff like that, that we decide to carry on the show. Without actually cleaning up our mess.
Ooh,
you know what I'm
on.
Saying?
That's
without
terrible.
Cleaning up our
that's
mess.
That's terrible, leaving somebody else to do
but
it.
But people do that. And a lot of times what people don't understand is you leaving it for the next man, but it's still going to be a job for you to clean up eventually. Because what if the next man don't show up? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we waiting on somebody else to do a job and they never do.
Come on.
And now, now it's then got sticky. Now it's an attracted bugs. Now it's become a whole nother problem because you wouldn't just address it and deal with it. Right then and there.
And let's
so,
talk about how that translates into relationships.
Absolutely, let's.
Okay?
Let's.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's.
You let's. Deal with somebody, you a mess. You done spilled over and you a mess.
Yes.
And you try to bring that shit into somebody else's
life.
Relationship.
Absolutely.
And somebody else's life.
Uh-huh.
Right? When mm-hmm. you haven't taken the time to
clean up your mess.
To do your work and clean up your crap.
Uh-huh.
And then now you bringing that stuff into somebody else's life. That's unfair.
You bring in spills, slips, and trips into somebody else's life. And stickiness.
And stickiness.
Sticky situations you bringing into somebody else's life. And now everybody else got
to
adapt and try to juggle it and figure themselves out. And maybe they good. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they good with how their life is going and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, you just created mess in an environment. They could have been squeaky clean.
Mm-hmm.
All white walls, all white floor. And here you come tracking the mud through. And
don't
even have a care in the world about it.
Yeah.
No awareness about
you don't care.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be a good part of it. But you know, that was a good lesson. I never come up to a roadblock and think to myself, damn, like, why me now?
Yeah.
I used to. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, I've lived long enough in these almost 39 years to know that delays a lot of times are great for everybody involved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it's meant for you to stop and take a second
mm-hmm.
and figure something out. Like, I think I said it on here before. Like, when I am on the road and I see an accident or something like that, and I think back and I think to whether or not I was rushing or delayed or behind or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, granted, I don't want it to be anybody ever. You know what I'm saying? But I absolutely don't want it to be me. I want it to be nobody and definitely not me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'd be taking into account that couple minutes that I was late or running behind where I was frantic and frustrated because I had intentions about time and stuff like that. But then I'd be like, damn, man, if I had been here, you know, 5-10 minutes sooner, that might be me on the stretcher.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes those things are happening to keep me on track.
Yeah.
To keep me from, you know, being in a jam. Maybe I spilled that just because there's somebody out here today that needed to hear that message that we were able to translate into a word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because messes bring messages, as we can see. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that was a great opportunity to share that. Because, like I said, man, I know a lot of people do a lot around trying to work around their mess.
Yeah.
Sweeping it under things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Putting something over it.
Yeah, walking back.
Yeah, bandages, and ignoring it. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to camouflage. Absolutely. That stuff. But you know what I'm saying? For me, I don't never clean want that my shit mess up. I don't want my mess to spill into nobody else's life. So I try
clean that shit up
intentionally to clean up the things that I have messed up.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that to go into nobody else's life. Because that's not fair to them.
Yeah.
It's not fair at all.
Yeah. Well, you know, and a lot of times people are not even honest about the mess they bring to the table.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I think it's important. Like, I posted something the other day that talked about, I think it was yesterday. It might have been yesterday or the day before. But it said the kind of things you should talk about before considering marriage.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like a whole list of things. Money, debt, you know, your values, kids. Yeah. All these things that you should talk about before you actually consider taking on vows with another person.
Yeah.
And I think in having those conversations, a lot of times you expose your mess. Mm-hmm. Because it's not until you begin having to have the conversations that then you kind of uncover, you know, soft spots, things that people get, what do you call them, triggered around.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're not talking about tough conversations and everything is hunky-dory, everything is, you know, everybody's happy and staying in a nice, friendly, safe zone, then you don't realize who or what a person could be under duress. I think it was saying, like, checking the checking your connection or whatever, but it's back. But yeah, so
we got one
I think definitely having those conversations allows for mess to be exposed early on. Because you're getting to know a person and you get to fill them out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who said it, but I've seen it a couple times, kind of like cycle through where they were saying that you should see a person in all their seasons, because in seeing a person in all their seasons, you actually get to see exactly who they are, well-rounded, you know what I'm saying, in a full circle type of manner, because when people happy and shit going well, you know, most likely they are happy, and they are, you know, emitting and projecting wellness and happiness around, and when they're going through a struggle, that's when you find out, you know, what they're about,
what they're capable of facing,
how they're
that.
Able to handle tough conversations, their emotionality when things are going wrong, and whether or not you can connect with them then, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people get into stuff and then they become standoffish or they withdraw and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't know that till you start going through stuff. And
that's
if you're
right.
lucky enough to not go through things for a while early on, you never get to actually see a lot of that happening. But all in all, the biggest takeaway from all of what we just talked about is clean up your mess. And just that quickly.
Don't leave it for nobody else to do.
B jumped in. We got, you know, it's about readiness, preparedness, and readiness. So I joked about this really being a business and there being a mop here. But that goes back to, I feel like, the idea of being fully armored, you know what I'm saying? No matter what your beliefs are and, you know, stuff like that, I think it's very important to be ready and prepared. So the fact that we had paper towels on site, the fact that we had a mop on site, the fact that we were aware and ready to move as soon as it happened, I think that that's what allowed us to get it cleaned up the way it's cleaned up right now. Now we can move forward. We not in a jam. We don't got to cancel. You know what I'm saying? It hasn't thrown us off. And we actually get to grow from it. So prepared and readiness is as important, too, as the willingness to just, you know, clean your shit up.
That's it.
All right, so let's get to all that, all that deep, heavy shit early on in the show.
But
sometimes, hey, listen, we got started late. We was having some technical difficulties trying to find the right wine. So E, I'll let her tell y'all about it. But, you know, she brought us some black-owned wine, black woman-owned.
No, it's
or
the
just
name.
Black.
It's,
okay, so black-owned
black
wine.
Black winemakers.
Yeah, so in here, we were trying to figure out how we could taste it and, you know, dealt with a cork joint that was a bust. You know, we just been having busts after busts, right? But we adapting. So, so we've been through all of that and now we finally getting going. So, E, how was your weekend? Tell us a little bit about this place that you went and got you a wine membership.
Yeah, so So being an Arlingtonian is great.
Shout out to all the Arlingtonians out there.
Yeah, so it's great to visit your, you know, homegrown type of places. So I have been attending are going to Screwtop Wine Bar.
Screwtop Wine Bar.
And it's on North Fillmore Street in North Arlington. And
have to check it out.
I went last Sunday before coming, and they said that they August is the celebration of Black winemakers.
August is the celebration of Black winemakers. So I'm just saying, I'm repeating that to say, we're only at the eighth day. We got another, 23 days to go. So all you wine drinkers out there, make sure that you go seek out some Black winemakers, because we are celebrating Black winemakers this month. We didn't know that until today, but now we know when we're doing it. And that's, so celebrating Black winemakers.
So I went today to have my little chicken salad wrap and my black wine, because I knew that, like, because I went last week, that I was going to order the black wine that I tested last week. So Andre Mack is a black winemaker I don't know much about, but I joined the wine club because I'm like, I drink wine, I go to Total Wine, but I'm like, why not give it to, you know, $40 a month to get two bottles a month.
Nice bottles at that,
yeah,
too.
Nice
feature
bottles.
Feature bottles.
Yeah, because this bottle by itself
some exclusive
is
shit.
$20-something by itself. So I joined the club today.
Show this to y'all.
And it's called the Explorer Club. So I joined the Explorer Club, and you can get a white and a red. And the red that we brought in today is called Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
And I think that's by Andre Mack Wineries from Maison Wineries. I don't drink a lot of red in the summertime, but
pretty dope logo.
The logo was cool. I gave another friend last week. I gave Thomas, Eddie, OPP. It was the name of the wine.
OPP.
But it was called Other People's.
Y'all know what that stands for.
But this time it was Other People's Pinot. It was the Pinot Noir.
Other People's Pinot.
We're not talking about Other People's property.
Huh.
We're talking about
their Pinot.
We're not talking about Naughty by Nature.
We're talking about their Pinot.
Pinot Noir. Oh, my God.
Cool. Pinot.
Yeah. So this, we were going to try it. It's a red blend. 14.1%
Liddy
alcohol,
Liddy.
So that's lit.
Liddy Liddy. That's damn near liquor.
Yeah, basically.
We damn near drinking liquor. See, it's just basically like a black man to be having us feel like we drinking liquor when we drinking wine.
But
I'm
trying
to taste.
So I don't know how this tastes. I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm not a big red wine drinker.
Good or bad doesn't matter. We are voting and rooting for everybody black. Go pick up this man wine. Put him on the map.
Yeah. I'm not a big red wine drinker in the summer, but
does all he sell is red?
No, because today I had the OPP, which was the Other People's Pinot Gris, which was the white.
Okay.
So no, he has a rosé. He has a.
So does he have a lot of like hip hop references mixed in, or is it you just coming to know him? So you're not sure yet.
Yeah, I'm just coming to know him. I happened to go to the place that I had been with one of my old parents.
Okay.
And it just so happened that I stumbled upon it being August, like wine month.
Right. Yeah.
You know, black wine makers, and I'm like, oh, this is cool.
Dope.
Like,
yeah, dope
as dope. I'm gonna keep going.
So, I mean, we're gonna look forward to finding out more about the different wines that Ebony gets to try, especially because our original idea around this whole show, which we don't always get to execute as we will, but the whole idea around it was communion being a play on bread and blood, and so we, you know, kind of sharing a meal, and then also, you know, sharing a wine or some drink. Sometimes we go to tequila, so it don't always be wine, but mostly it was around us being able to try different kind of wines and stuff like that. So I look forward to this thing as she's exploring and going on this adventure, because that can kind of tie us back to our original intention and then allow us to explore and, you know, see other wines while going back. What's the name of the business again?
Screwtop Wine Bar.
Screwtop Wine Bar. So make sure y'all check that out. Anything that's good to Ebony is good to me. That's just the way it always is, because for the most part, the people that take care of my people are good for me. So how was your week? Let's get to that.
So
other than, you know, signing up for the wine club.
Yes. So my week.
This is not that sweet, by the way.
I'm gonna try it.
It's not that sweet. This one, super sweet. Before she gets into it, so yeah. Contingencies. So we got this thing called One Hope, and then both of them. One is a Muscat, and the other is a Moscato sparkling wine. So this one says, and the reason why it's probably not that sweet is because it says notes of citrus blossom, tangy mandarin, lemon drop, and juicy white peach. So that might be why it's not giving that. So
it might be a little dry?
Yeah, a little bit. So you might actually...
Well, just point me a little.
You might be in with this
whenever
one.
I hear Moscato, I'm like,
yeah,
no,
but maybe
you.
They, you know, trying to, you know, taper it down for the people that don't want sugar all in their veins. And
that's sweet. Sorry.
It's not that sweet. It's not as sweet as, like, some of the Moscatos I done had. Oh my God,
that's sweet.
Listen, I'm not a wine drinker, so
well,
I don't.
Right,
she's a connoisseur. So we, as a matter of fact, you know, we're gonna have a wine segment, and we're gonna let the wine connoisseurs tell us about the wine. I'm not even gonna pretend that I know. It don't taste sweet to me. To me, sweet is like soda. You know, my teeth hurt when I think of sweet. So this is, I think it's the lemon, like the underneath. Like I feel like I get that like tangy, like tart. Of a lemon underneath, so that's why I feel like I'm not associating with sweet. But anyway, you're weak.
I mean, it's doable, but it's sweet.
Right. Well, yeah, we trying to figure out something doable because this is what we got. This was going to be our thing.
I might just do another little, and that's it.
Okay. Well, it's also, you also have had drinks today, so.
I mean, not a lot.
Not a lot, guys. But anyway, how was your week, cousin? How was your week?
So my week, I would say I am counting down the days of like summer camp being over.
Okay. Counting down the days.
I love my job, you know, but I will say, I think I've been in survival mode this week.
Yeah.
And
I can understand that.
And I say that with like,
since
wanting,
it's just two of us, we can really talk about it. Cause
yeah.
We
wanting,
can't get off track.
Yeah. Wanting to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Every day to work,
yeah,
the best way I know how,
uh-huh,
in the best mood that I know how, with feeling like I have not had a summer.
Yeah.
However, that was my choice.
Right.
I chose to
absolutely
work, and I do every summer.
Absolutely.
But for some reason, this summer has been tough.
I think it's COVID.
But remember last summer,
yeah,
I did.
But so I think last summer was getting into it. This year was trying to come out of it and yet still being stuck in it somehow. So I think it was a little different. I think last summer we were just still trying to figure it all out. By this year, people wanted to move on.
Yeah, but I guess the same things that I've done with the kids
your battery,
this
though.
Summer, I've done with them last summer,
okay,
too. Like, nothing uh-huh has changed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, nothing has changed.
Right.
I have, you know, we have the same procedures and protocols that I had last summer that is the same this summer.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is that makes me feel like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. The kids, I think, are a little tired of me, too. Like, it feels very different. So I would say this week I have just been trying to survive, surviving at work and then leaving work and wanting to do the things that make me feel good.
Right.
But when I'm so exhausted,
it's hard.
I don't want to do nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to bed at 7 this week, like in the bed early. I'm like, I am literally showing up just trying to survive, like not trying to call out,
right,
just trying to come every day,
like
doing the things that help my kids to have fun. Like, we cooked this week. We made like Thursday we had like pancakes and pajamas,
uh-huh,
and stuff. You know, I'm cooking pancakes. I don't freaking cook.
No, you do
people
not
know that. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to cook with the kids.
Yeah.
We're going to have a pajama party.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Right.
But I've been surviving.
Sorry,
so the
y'all
word,
been looking at the back of my hat.
The word for me is survival.
Survival. Okay.
I've been surviving.
So for me, The word for the week, I would have to say, would, if I had to choose a word, I would have to say, I'm gonna call it chaotic. And I don't like using words like that because things outside me have been out of control. I myself have not been out of control. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But things around me have been out of control. So, like work guys, I'm out here like now at, what is this, May 10th, June 10th, July 10th, on to August 10th. So, almost at 3 months into this new role and have worked basically almost every day with the exception of maybe, I'm going to say maybe I haven't worked 4 days. And that's just kind of thinking about times where I just did not engage. Not that people weren't engaging me, but that I did not engage. You know what I mean? So I have found that I'm so tired now that I have found that if I sit in the car for more than 2 minutes, I fall asleep in the car. Like if I stop and I'm checking a text message or I'm doing something, like within it's almost like any silence that I get calls for sleep. And that's not something that ever used to happen to me before. Mm-hmm. But now it's like I'm lacking so much sleep. You got to actually kind of rock the thing. Yeah, because it's not hitting the back of the joint. The thing on the back is not hitting the pole.
What is the back of the joint?
So the back of, yeah, like that. When it's like that, hitting on the pole, then you got the resistance. There you go. That should do it. Yeah, there you go.
That was exquisite cuisine. She was told me to check my text. She's here.
Okay. All right. We're going to be taking a break in a second after I say this, but so we can get ready for our special guest. But that's never happened to me before. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, now every second that I get that's quiet.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can come on in. Come on in. Please. Please come in and see us. You're going to take this seat over here. We're going to take a break in a second just to get you acclimated and ready to go.
Yes.
But nonetheless, every quiet moment I have is like yearning for rest because I am restless. You know what I'm saying? And going back to your point, like a lot of the things that I would enjoy, you know, adulting type things, I don't even damn near have energy and shit for because I'm so wore out.
I'm tired.
I want to do shit. I want to hang out. I want to be up. I want, you know what I'm saying? And I'm fighting to do it.
Yeah.
But I just don't have the energy. So between that and just, you know, other disturbances throughout the week, you know, things that are outside of my control, just contending with, I would say, chaotic. But I will say, you know, we're here today. We're a week away from the birthday trip. We'll be getting out of town soon, so we're ready to get turned up. That's why we got this guest in the studio today.
Ooh, help us.
That's going to basically talk to us about her business and, you know, show us some of her little party favorites that she's chosen for us today. The good stuff. You know what I'm saying? The good stuff. This is like my birthday party. So y'all been invited to my birthday party. So just keep in mind that y'all about to enter into my birthday party.
If y'all don't know about exquisite cuisine, if y'all that you're don't missing know out, I'm
about
telling
exquisite
you,
cuisine.
You're missing out, people.
Missing
okay?
the fuck out.
And she's going into this vegan type of thing, too. So our vegan people, like, y'all ain't left behind. She's bringing y'all on board, too. Get ready.
What's
the
your
jambalaya,
excuse?
The jambalaya.
What's your excuse?
Oh, my God.
What's your excuse?
Oh my God.
But y'all about to hear about it in a second. We're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break.
Just remember, she was in survival mode and my shit was chaotic, which means we had the same kind of week. Pretty much.
Crazy week.
Crazy ass week.
But we're here today.
But we're going to take about a, you know, 3 to 5 minute break for a second to get Miss Exquisite Cuisine acclimated to what's happening here. And then we'll be back with some good stuff. Stay tuned.
All right.
ready or not, here I come.
Too. She was singing.
Hey, now listen. Now we over here bullshitting.
She a real.
We not even about to put her on that kind of spot. But I just want you to
that's
know
a whole nother
this
spot.
Shit you hear me doing is like I sound like a child.
Sing, Ebony.
I'm gonna find you. You and make you want me.
I love it.
Ready
I love
or
it.
Not. Here I come. You can't hide.
Y'all better sing.
I'm gonna find you and make you want me.
Come on, Harmony.
My nigga, y'all better not be faking on us. But, hey. Even, listen.
How did that
even, hey, I think we knocked that shit out.
We gotta ask the single,
I feel like, but look, this is all I'm saying. This is all I'm saying. If y'all think that what we just did,
because
we did nothing, by the
right,
way.
Right.
So if you think that what we just did was some official fire, please go follow April Webb. Okay? She's April Webb when we're talking about her singing. Uh-huh. And we're about to introduce the, what is this? The owner, founder.
I am crunching. Of Exquisite Cuisine, honey.
Exquisite Cuisine. I'm going to pass that over to E.
Let me tell y'all.
Listen to her.
April Webb. Is not only.
And her singing ass.
A singer.
Is not only a singer.
A wife. Mother.
A mother of more than one child, by the way.
Entrepreneur. And she wears these hats seamlessly.
Okay? Like you do not see the thread. That means that somebody sewed this so well.
Professional.
That two pieces came together and they look like one.
That's it. Professional. Family friend. April has known me. I've known April forever. I mean, this is the person that is a friend. Joyful. Laughing. I mean, just a wonderful woman. A woman of God. And she came in here with four containers.
Five, actually. I get to have an extra because it's my birthday. If it's your birthday, make some noise.
Hey. Oh. Five containers of her collard green wontons. Okay.
Have you ever had any?
If you've never had her collard green wontons, you need to come on because today was my first day.
And look at her. She has one left.
It's gone.
And look.
It's empty, y'all.
Oh, she was at two, like 2 minutes ago. And he is over here closing his because he knows that it's a problem. Meanwhile, I'm over here because, you know, I be super hyped. So, I take my time. I like to savor shit. So, you know, I still got four.
Empty. I have zero.
And I'm what? You want one, cousin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I'll share
with you. I'm willing to share with my cousin.
You good.
But these things. This shit right here.
Mom, right? Hidden.
This shit here, nigga, this is like the Crypticonic kind of. Ain't that what Williams said?
Yeah, so she's going to be on here today.
Today.
To talk about her business.
Her business.
All the many hats she wears as wife, mother, entrepreneur, the ups and downs of all of that. So let's just welcome April Webb.
Welcome,
from Exquisite Cuisine.
Welcome, everybody.
We're being on this side of the mic. It's familiar, but it's different.
Okay.
I'm usually singing behind the mic and not talking behind it. But nevertheless, I'm glad to be here. Thank you, ladies, for having me.
Of course. Yes. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for allowing me to share one of my many passions. As the ladies have mentioned, I'm a wife, a mother, an entrepreneur, a singer, and I'm busy. Like, I work a regular 9-to-5. So,
right.
Shout out to APS, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
We thank God for a job with benefits.
Hello?
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Amen.
Won't he do it?
Especially in this season.
Amen.
So, I'm just grateful to be here to share with you a little bit about my business, what we're striving to do. Maybe, hopefully, I'll be able to serve you all one of these days.
Right. If y'all haven't had my food. If you ain't fools. If y'all at least call her and ask her about these wontons, something's wrong with you.
I'm telling you.
Something is wrong with you. For real.
And I don't even eat collard greens.
I've been waiting.
I've heard several people say that before.
Yes. I don't even eat collard greens.
I
don't even eat collard greens, y'all. Okay?
Hey, well.
And
I eat them inside wontons.
I eat them inside of her wonton.
So as you can see, the ladies are munching on the.
Empty.
Oh yeah, you know what? You got it.
There's my collard green wontons,
I'll
y'all.
I'll show them from here too. Look at the dope sticker.
That's one logo. Of her. That's one of her exquisite. Specialties. Nobody it makes it like her.
It's exclusive to EC. That's Ooh. One of our signature. It's actually one of Look our first appetizers that we came up with shortly after starting the business. So mm-hmm. the business began in about 2014.
Okay.
And I started off with two partners, and we did our thing for a while. Mm-hmm. Life happened. They had to drop off.
Yeah.
It happens. And it's okay.
It's okay.
We had a good run together.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But of course,
the show must go on.
It had to go on. I took a break for a while. Mm-hmm. I had my son, and it was hard trying to manage having a newborn, a business, trying to still take care of home, my husband, my daughter.
That's right.
And also work. Mm-hmm. It was overwhelming.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
And also singing at the same time. So I went back to work after having a baby, 8 weeks, and then also went directly back to singing.
Wow. Right. Yeah.
So
back on the grind.
Yeah, full hustle mode. So mm-hmm. pretty much from there, I took a little season where I was just doing little things here and there. And I catered my first event after having the baby 2 months. Yeah, it was shortly after I went back to work.
Okay.
And then I was like, I definitely need a break, but it was good getting back into what I love to do.
Right.
Yeah. And of course, during the pandemic, everything stopped. The whole world stopped.
Yes.
So I was home with my kids and working remotely because I worked in the school system, and actually the first few weeks were kind of weird because it was like I'm getting a paycheck but I'm doing absolutely nothing.
Right.
And that was fine and it worked. And as the pandemic went on, I said I need to provide myself with a challenge.
Yeah.
People love to eat. That's regardless it. Of the situation, people
That's
love
it.
To eat.
That's it.
So I said I'm gonna put it on myself. I was getting calls last summer to do different things. I actually did TK's brother's baby shower last summer. And the baby's getting ready to be one.
She's about to be one, guys. Oh, my goodness. You're so sweet. Time flies.
It's too much.
Ain't
so
crazy?
It's so crazy. So that was one of the events I did last summer, full-fledged. Mm-hmm. And for this year.
And hold on real quick. By the way, I just want y'all to know, that was like at the break of COVID, and we was not playing. Mm-hmm. Like, I made sure that COVID did not stop the flow of this event just because it was important to me that when the baby got older and looked back at her coming into this world and saw how she was celebrated, yeah, she might have saw us with masks on and stuff like that, but she ain't feel like COVID had stole something from her. So, like, Abel really came through with a full spread. It was a brunch idea. I mean, had it all, everything. Half the stuff I didn't even get to try, to be honest. But everybody was packing bags. Yeah, food was going everywhere. So, shout out to April for being able to come through. Because at that time, everybody was still kind of afraid and not sure
how
to operate and how this was going to go. And yet, we was able to pull that off. Yeah. So, shout out to April.
A shout out to you. Host this with the most.
I mean, I do what I can.
Yes.
I do what I can.
So, I mean, we did that last summer. And I was getting calls to do, like, a few things here and there. And so as I started to think about the new year and what I was going to do, getting back into my business, and shout out to my husband, because really he's
Cornell.
Been like,
shout out to Cornell.
Cornelius C. Webb. Thank you.
Shout out to your man.
He's gigging today. So he's not tuning in now. I'm sure he'll catch it later, but, so he's been pushing me. He had been on me about, like, babe, you really need to get back into this. And
because you love it,
I do love it. I do. And so I was like, it's an outlet for me, just like singing is, just like working in church and doing those things. Those things are outlets for me. But this is really what I want to do.
Right.
And so he was like, babe, you just got to do it. You just got to get back into it. And what do you need to do? You need to get your website back up.
Right.
You need to do this.
Steps
you need
to do it.
And I was like, I know. But I'm just trying to take it slow. And I want to make sure that I do it right.
Yeah.
So one of my goals for this year was making sure just consciously that I did something every month that sewed into my business.
Okay.
So for this.
This is so year. Into the business for me.
So, yes. So, this year, starting in January, I started doing monthly meals.
Okay. Yes, honey. The meals are right.
And so, every month, we've been doing, like, I just come up with something, and it's just kind of like, oh, this is what we're going to do this month.
Yeah.
Usually, I give, like, 2 weeks of lead time for people to put in their orders and... You know,
you better follow her because blah, blah, blah. When if she's still doing it, you want to see the promo so that you can be on it.
Definitely
like it's a thing.
Follow
Exquisite
the pages.
Cuisine Please LLC. Do. Go find her Please like ASAP.
Do. Yes. So we've been doing that since January consistently. I'm
wow,
glad to say that
great.
Every month, even if I didn't do a specific meal, which for the most part, we're in the 8th month of the year. I think I've done at least 6 out of the 7, but every
That's
month
awesome.
This year, there's been something going on. So right. if I didn't do the meals, I had an event.
I about to say you just had a wedding or something.
I
oh, no, no.
Bridal
shower. Yeah, yeah, I just saw
bridal
that.
Bridal brunch, which nice. Went very well. And so we've been picking up work.
Okay.
And literally, I was just like, I have to plan things around
right.
how I can
yeah.
schedule it. So yeah. if it's on a dead weekend where I have no gigs.
Right.
Yeah.
We're
right.
working,
yeah. uh-huh. and that's, but exactly. but the point is that you set an intention and you've aligned yourself with said intention, and that's what we were just talking about. That you know what I'm saying? So a little bit about
you literally, and sometimes I have to like be like, okay, you're tired, but you have to push. If this is what you want, you got to push yourself. And I think sometimes we get complacent with where we are.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, I mean.
Tomorrow.
I'm getting by.
Tomorrow.
With, you know, just the bare minimum. Yeah. And it has to be like, well, not even waiting for tomorrow. Today.
Today. Yeah, yeah that's today. What I'm saying. Absolutely. Yeah.
So.
Because here's the thing. We do things for other people in the mindset of today.
Mm-hmm.
When it's time to go to work, it's today.
Yeah.
We don't put that off. When it's something else that we are giving to someone else, we are not saying tomorrow.
Absolutely.
We are saying today.
Absolutely.
And then when it comes to us, we are often saying tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that you've kind of taken that and turned that around to make sure that you give yourself room to do
yeah.
it what it is you want to do. And here's the thing. When you end up showing up and you're available and present, operating inside the gifts that God gives you, then
mm-hmm.
That is an automatic recipe for growth and expansion.
Absolutely.
The availability, the willingness and availability
mm-hmm.
are the two things that bring together growth and expansion. So shout out to you for leaning into that. And shout out to it's nothing. I'm gonna ask you really, like, how does it feel? Because I assume that maybe Cornell is your first relationship ever, but that's the only one I care about. But to be honest, but what I'm saying is, how does it feel to be in a relationship with someone that cares enough about what you care about to push you in the direction that you want to go? Because a lot of times people are so self-absorbed.
Because mm-hmm.
I know he got his own things. Like you said, he gigging, so he got his own stuff going on. And still somehow manages to show up for you anyway. So how does it feel to have a spouse that got his own things going on, probably need pushes of his own, and yet makes room to push you in the direction that you should be going in?
I mean, it feels great. It's,
you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it's tough because we're both creatives. So
mm-hmm.
he may see me going one place
uh-huh.
and I see myself
Absolutely.
Going somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
And vice versa because
yeah.
we do the
yeah.
same for each other.
Right.
So it's like, but it means everything that he pushes me.
Shout out to all the creative couples, by
I mean,
the way.
Literally.
Yes.
Shout
I
out to all the creative
it.
Couples out there.
Yes.
Literally, sometimes I'm running on fumes.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
like we've been dealing with some stuff with our son.
Right.
And so at night, like sometimes my mind is just consumed with, how do we fix this?
Mm.
What's the next steps for
right.
that?
Yeah.
How do we manage this?
Right.
Alongside with making sure that our 15-year-old is being
yeah.
cared for.
Right.
And making sure that we're caring for
right.
ourselves mentally and physically.
Yeah.
And so aside from that, making sure that we're present in,
yeah.
in business, in
yeah.
gigs,
here and home.
And work.
Here and home.
And in the marriage.
Yeah.
In the marriage.
And right, I was about to say, because then you also cannot shortchange the marriage while doing all of these things.
And
you
those
know what I'm
are
saying?
Things that we, especially the marriage portion of making sure that we find the time. I know after we had our son, those things, you know, started to happen a little bit less.
Yeah.
And then we had to sit down and have that conversation of, you know, maybe once a month, we need to make sure if, you know, if we can't do anything else, take 10 minutes out the day or 10 minutes out of that month and just go with no kids, no nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've tried to start being a little bit more intentional about that time, even if it's just going and taking a ride for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes we probably get on our daughter's nerves because, I mean, she's 15. And we have a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
And she's literally like Riley's second mom.
Yeah.
She is. And she's fabulous.
She does a great job.
Melissa is. Shout out to Melissa. My daughter. She's
and her cookies.
Chef.
Yes. And her cookies.
Yes.
And I thought I was going to have some cookies today. I'm not even mad that I don't.
She didn't bake this weekend. They went to Sesame Place with my sister yesterday.
Shout out to Sesame Place. I just knew I was going to have a cookie in this thing.
I mean, she's an entrepreneur in her own.
Her own. See, so entrepreneurs be getting entrepreneurs and setting examples.
And she's learning from you and seeing the work that you're doing.
Yeah. And seeing how you're juggling it and managing it. So,
shout out to you. And she's working with me as well. She helps me. I call her my sous chef because she really is. Today, she assisted me with helping to roll the wontons and helping to fry them so I can get ready. So, thank you, Melissa.
Thank you, boo.
So, she's fabulous. But I know sometimes she may think that we are just doing too much.
Right.
Yeah. Because she literally is our second, like, the second mom of the house.
Right.
You know, so, but she's balancing it very well.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All things considered. So, I appreciate her for allowing mommy and daddy sometimes to just
be mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
We need it. So that mommy and daddy can actually be husband and wife.
Yeah,
because there is a difference between mommy and daddy and husband and wife. So I'm glad that you guys have a good operation that you're running over there. And I know it's trial and error. So what's working today may not work tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You know, if she continues to get older and have her own interests and stuff like that, you know, that might look different. So shout out to you all finding something that's working right now. So let's get into specifically these wontons. So let's talk, obviously. You can't tell us the good formula.
Obviously, I can't tell y'all
the good formula.
What goes into these completely, but of course we know
how did we get here?
They're collard greens.
Empty.
So this came about, and I'm going to pop mine. Listen. Yes. And that's what I pair with that.
How did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here.
I think this
here.
Is like the singing edition.
I love it. I love it.
We brought a singer here, and all of a sudden, everybody got a voice. Mm.
So, how did we get here?
Yes. How do we get?
I've been on for a minute because they didn't close my joint out, so I got to get back.
How did we get to collard green wontons? How did we get there? How did you feel like, okay, this is going to be a signature dish? This is going to be an EC dish.
This thing gonna be thinging. How did you figure that out?
How did you know how good it was gonna taste? Did you have trials? Did they mess up? Like what? How did we get here?
So here's how we got here. Our first event as a company was a wedding. It was Nick and Shantae Charles. Shout out to them. My very first couple. They're actually getting ready to come up on their anniversary. Hey guys, were our inspiration. We actually were brainstorming different ideas for their wedding, for appetizers.
Okay.
Somehow, during our brainstorming session, because we used to have these all the time, we just drummed it up and was like, okay, collard green wontons. And was like, let's just try it out and see. And we used to do crazy stuff like that in our business meetings. So me and my former business partners, we would do stuff like that in our business meetings.
Uh-huh.
Like, how can we come up with something else? Sorry, I'm getting hot. And so we were like, okay, we're going to try this out and just see what we come up with. And here's what we're going to use. And it was a collaborative effort, so I can't take all the credit, but... you know, I tweaked it to kind of how I wanted it to be, but we did it, and Nick and Shantae were sold, because at first they were looking at us sideways. Mm-hmm. Like, collard green wontons, who does that? So, let me chew. So, we went for their tasting.
Empty.
And we took these wontons with us
done.
To the tasting. They killed them. Just like these empty plates.
I wish I was there.
They wore them out and was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And they don't need no dipping sauce, no nothing.
And
you
more
saw
recently,
we dipped them in nothing.
Nothing. Mm-mm. even though, you know, I probably could come up with something, but they don't need it.
They don't need it.
They don't.
And so we did that for their wedding. Guests there had that reaction of collard green wine sauce. What is that? You like collard greens?
You know even now, don't you?
Don't like collard greens.
You know now, don't you?
Right.
I said, just try it out. Yes. And I told my staff to do the same. We told our staff to do the same thing. Just have people try it or not. Don't force it on them, but let them try it.
So that's definitely like one of the marketing strategies that matter. So, you know, working in a retail, you know, type business in a service industry.
Mm-hmm.
When you are introducing something new, it doesn't matter how well you sell it and how much you stand behind what that is.
Mm-hmm.
What's most important is that you can at least get a person to try it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you can get a person to try it and make their own decision about whether it is or it is not, it is going to drive traffic to you one way or the other. Even if someone said it was nasty, more than likely, it's going to drive traffic to you just so a person can figure it out. So trying it is important. So I'm glad that you had that kind of as a model with you and your team to make sure that people at least try. Because it's easy to frown your nose up at something that you ain't never had. You know
and
what
I love
saying?
My people. I love my people.
Uh-huh.
But we do that. We do that. And I'm a person that I will almost try most things one time. I love food.
And I used to be one of them people.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I stopped eating meat, though, because there were so many limitations mm-hmm. around what that looked like,
mm-hmm.
I had to start to open my mind up to eating other things. Otherwise, things became very redundant and boring.
Absolutely.
You know, so my palate changed just because I wasn't putting certain things into my body. So there's a lot of things today that I eat that I did not eat then. So I was mm-hmm. one of those people that was very, limited in what I would choose or what I would deem, you know, worthy,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
plate worthy, you know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, if you think that collard green wontons is not a thing.
Think again. They're a thing. They are a
think
thing
again.
For sure.
They're definitely a thing.
They are bigger than a thing. They are such a thing that there's three containers here. I know B is in there.
He
trying to eat his wife's wontons.
Yeah.
That's why he don't want us to judge him. So he's in there eating his wife's wontons. I know it. I know it for real. And he just gonna say they fail. That's it. But them joints is torn. So, but okay. So you came up with the collard green wontons. Tell us about something else that you have in your menu spread that you often get, you know, a lot of rave reviews around or that people are constantly requesting. Let these people know what they should have at their party.
I can tell you a couple, but I'm gonna see if we're on the same page.
I know one of the things that Ebony is gonna say.
We
should have
did a game.
I
should have said
love.
I should have said had them write stuff down and see if they both said the same. Like one of them baby shower.
I know
and
what's at the top
games.
Of her list. It's the veggie lasagna.
That's
to
it.
Which I have yet to try.
That's it.
We don't know why TK hasn't had the
because
design.
The only reason why I haven't had it was because one we did ended up having
mushrooms.
So I couldn't have because I was ready. I was ready in full effect, ready to get down there and feast because Ebony don't stop talking about that. She keeps bringing it up.
And
she keeps bringing it up.
I get all kinds of requests for that, even by people who eat meat. It's very, very hearty.
Yeah, because it's different. Yeah, it's different when you
loaded with
veggies. Meat eaters can eat veggies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not the same as the reverse. So is that something you've been doing for? Has that been on your menu for
a
while?
It's been on there for a while.
Now, some of these things, are they just at-home favorites that you just say, hey, I like it so everybody else will? Or do you build a menu specific to exquisite cuisine?
So, we're kind of different from other catering businesses because most people have like a set fixed menu.
Okay.
Or they say, hey, just go to my website, take a look at, you know, my side offerings and my main entrees mm-hmm. and those kind of things. And I think that's great. It's helpful.
Yeah.
But what we like to do, especially when we have large events, is build our menus.
Yeah.
So we like to get a good feel of what the clientele wants, if there's dietary restrictions, mm-hmm. if we're serving or not, mm-hmm. because some of those menu options make a difference. If you're not serving them, they can be all the way messed up. I mean, I'm very particular about my food. I don't like it to go out any kind of way.
Right.
So I try to always be the one that's preparing it right. or have prepared it and right. say, if you need to heat this up, this is how you do it.
Right.
But even when they do that.
Yeah. It's
still
even
be a
when
struck.
They heat it up, it ain't right.
So as yes. you're saying
about that.
Yes.
But go ahead.
But, and I wasn't going to go there, but you know.
Do not have her cook the food and then you heat it up. No, because you're heating it up. It's not her heating it up. She knows exactly the temperature,
the time,
how, if she has to take it out because it looks like it's done.
Right.
You may think it's not done because in your mind, you like, I needed to be in there for 15 minutes, but it could be already done.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the cook. Go ahead. I'm gonna stop. Go.
Oh, I got something for that. You know.
Hey, Shantae's on my live.
Hey, Shantae.
Yes, these are your wontons. These are your wontons.
They are wontons today, Shantae.
Yes. So
they are wontons today.
I have to give it to
Nick and Shantae. I even did a
shout out to them for being flexible.
Quick side note. Yeah. I did cater a private dinner for them last year for their anniversary.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm going to be putting you to work.
They wanted the wontons.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, y'all, this y'all's anniversary. You're away from the kids. Come
I
on,
I want
let's
lobster
do
and
different.
Collard green wonton.
We did stuffed pork chops and we stuffed it with the wonton filling.
Yeah, see?
And it went up. It was crazy.
Yeah, see? Business owners, right? Like, it's important. Like, going back to what I said about the willingness and availability, right? And walking in your purpose and being in alignment, it puts you in a position. Where I always say that everybody is a student and a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a lesson and a message there, right? So now you have a client base that while you are serving said clients, they are also putting you in a position to either stretch you or something like that that helps to push you along.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of customers and clients that you want.
Yeah.
You don't want people
exactly.
that you got to fight with about money and questioning you about whether or not your stuff is worth. You want people that you tell them what it's worth and you say, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want people that say, okay, this is how we do it. They say, okay. And even if there's some things around it that need to be adjusted or changed, that there's an open dialogue around
absolutely.
That. But what that dialogue does is push you forward and expands your business and puts them in a position where they actually get to enjoy that moment or whatever it is that they're having. So shout out to Nick and Shantae for just being in a position where they are constantly pushing you in a direction to help you grow and expand. Because now the pork, look, she dead. She ain't even had the pork chop. And she's dead.
And we also
ain't
tried,
even tried it yet.
Some,
and she's dead.
Chicken with it just as an
See?
Experiment.
I'm dead again.
And that thing
can we
is,
stuff a salmon?
It's crazy.
It's giving me pinwheel. It's giving me pinwheel vibes.
Can we stuff a salmon?
Can we stuff
we
a?
We can do that. I haven't tried it with the salmon, but it's probably bomb. Don't give me any ideas.
I'm giving you. We just said that this is the pool.
I might go home and try that
stuff
tonight.
Stuff the salmon and send me a picture.
And come back around the corner when you bring me
an invite. Hey, Ebony, tell me how this did. How this tastes?
That is what's up, man.
It's
Ebony
nothing.
Is a true.
Honey,
let me tell you something.
I'm
it's nothing client. For Ebony to call me and be like, April, I need some vegan lasagna, vegan jambalaya, and I was like, okay, let me look at my calendar. Okay, I got you, girl. When you need it. Oh, can
right
I have
now.
It tomorrow? Like,
I need it
I
in
can
30
taste
minutes.
The food now.
Yes.
Like, it's
I
nothing for Ebony to call me that.
And
call
I,
and
I,
do
I,
that.
I can see Ebony doing that.
I be
too.
Waking up thinking about the food. Ooh, I'm thinking about your vegan jambalaya, your veggie lasagna. Oh my God, your baked ziti. Can I have a. I'm telling you.
Torch.
And she does it.
Torch.
She makes it. What I like is that she's available and she's accessible.
Right.
And if
professional.
Professional. If she can't do it the next day because I'm a lazy person that don't want to go to the grocery store and cook nothing, she'll give me a couple days.
Right.
Like, you know, which is flexible, you know, being flexible but accommodating at the same time. So
awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Shout out to Exquisite Cuisine.
Is it Exquisite?
So how? So yeah. Hello. And getting to that, I was just about to ask. So how did you guys come up with that name? Obviously, I realized it was a partnership at first. How did you guys come up with the name Exquisite?
So
what's
we
the
were
story
just really
that?
Trying to figure out something. Mm-hmm. And what are we going to call this thing?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I don't know. It just came upon me. Now, okay. I did. I can take credit for coming up with the name.
Okay.
Okay.
And so it just rang for whatever reason. Sometimes you just hear certain things and it just rings.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh.
So
names are important.
We stuck with it.
Yeah, names are important.
Yeah. And so I don't know how it came upon me, but it did. And we, you know, we went on with it. At the end of last year, I chose to get ready to, as I was getting ready to relaunch my business. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I wanted to do, or that I thought was very important during this process was to, rebrand.
Okay.
And so
rebranding is important.
Yes. And because
I'm in the process of doing
with
that
our,
myself.
With our old stuff, we were, you know, it was a partnership.
Right.
Now it's just me.
Yeah.
And so I wanted it to be very representative of who I am as a person, my family, where I come from, the shoulders that I stand upon. Mm-hmm. And so for me, having my grandmother be a part of that rebranding process was huge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I, as you can see,
the logo,
there's part of the new logo. Well, there's the whole thing. And so how I came about this, there's a picture of my grandmother that I love. It was probably taken in maybe the 50s or the 60s. And she's standing and she has her hand on her hip. And,
attitude.
Oh, she's the queen of attitude.
Attitude.
She could cook. She would give you the straight truth.
Attitude.
And she was the chair of the December calendar club at Macedonia. I was born in December, and she would be calling me to get on the calendar club ministry.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So shout out to Hazel Lynette Garner. Rest in peace, yeah. Granny. But she was really the person that began it all for
right.
me. She was everything.
Yeah.
She was a mother of four, single mother of four. Uh-huh. She worked hard. She didn't let any of her health ailments or issues stop her
right.
from achieving everything that she wanted to achieve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I felt that it was important to honor her and her legacy.
Right. Legacy. So
with,
important.
Rebranding.
Yeah.
And so in that.
Shout out to grandma.
So shout out to my granny. She's a big piece of my heart. And so with that, you can see that she's here in the logo. Mm-hmm.
As we see.
And so we pride ourselves also on being a family business.
Right.
And so even in employing, it's a lot of my family that's actually working.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's because I want to make sure that the same love and care that we put into our meals when we eat at home, because we are a cooking family.
Yes,
it's not
you
just
are.
Me.
Have always
not just a singing family.
We're a singing family.
A cooking family.
A
have
dancing family.
A dancing family.
Been.
Yes, we have it all in our blood.
Creatives.
We're all creatives.
Yes.
And
yes.
So I wanted to make sure that everything that the essence of who we are as a family is translated no matter who we're serving.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that was big for me.
Good.
Incorporating the family, incorporating, you know, my granny, making sure that her legacy lives on. And also using that as a tool to help propel me forward.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, if this single mother of four could do it,
right,
I can do it.
That's
right.
Right.
I can do it.
And it's almost like you talking and you leading right into my question, like every single time. So the question to me is, how do you do it?
I don't know. The grace of God.
How do you do it?
The grace of God is all I can say, because literally if it was April that had to do it every day, I couldn't. There would be something
left
for me to give up on daily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So literally God himself.
Yeah. Right.
Of course, my family is pushing and they're there with me right along the way.
Right.
And then also just being able to have outlets. So,
right.
You know, being able to sometimes get up with my friends. And I know even when I was transitioning into being a wife and a mother, that was hard.
Yeah.
Because a lot of my friends were single.
Right.
So they didn't really understand how or the things that I needed to do to prepare myself and to get myself into that place. That's tough.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes getting up and going to brunch with my friends is an outlet for me. Singing's still an outlet for me. Shout out to Roger Giles and Grace.
The singers.
We have been singing the whole pandemic. Nobody has been sick.
Amen.
We have been working, all thanks to God. So thank you, Roderick, for still pushing us forward during this time, because it hasn't been easy.
He sings.
And Roderick sings down. If y'all don't follow Giles Music Group or Roderick Giles, go follow.
Sings
so
down.
We didn't give y'all three things to do. So you gotta follow April Webb.
Yes.
You gotta follow Exquisite Cuisine LLC.
LLC.
And you gotta follow
Giles Music Group LLC.
Giles Music Group LLC. Now these are all three things that April is a part of. And when are following them, you often want, like, cause I myself be wondering. Like, God damn, how'd she get over there? You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally just saw a vegan dish you was making selling today. How are you singing over there tonight? Mm-hmm. How's that possible? But you see that. And when you see people doing that, that kind of shit is an inspiration. It reminds you, especially when you are, is it plugged? The thing, it's not.
Oh, where do I plug it in? Oh, I never did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's all right. You know, sometimes we be doing a lot and we miss things.
My brain doesn't it's all right.
But I'm telling you, when I be seeing people doing all the things.
It does, the elevator doesn't go all the way to the top for me.
But it might. But as long as it go to a different floor other than the bottom.
As long as it's working.
That's it.
We thank God for that.
Absolutely. And I, before I say what I was going to say about being an inspiration, I will go back to what you said about when I asked you, how do you do it? And, you know, all reverence and honor to God for all of the things he or she, whichever you believe, helps us to do. You know what I mean? It's the power and stuff like that inside of you. Greater is he or she that is in me, that is in the world, right? Got it. But at the same time, I always want to remind people that with will and choice, there are certain things that you, God has put great things in me, Ebony, you, B, every person in this world, all the tools, mm-hmm. all the resources, all it, but it is you being available. Mm-hmm. It is you being present. It is you being willing and attending to said gifts and all of these resources that makes it work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's all dumped inside, ready to be whatever April wants it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But April still got a choice and a job to do. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you to discredit yourself that you are choosing greatness. Greatness is on the inside of you. But you are choosing greatness, because greatness could be dormant and dead on the inside
of you.
That's
true. You know, it's true.
Every single person born into this world is pumped full, head to toe, with greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do with their lives that God intended when he brought them into this world.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody in this world is not operating inside greatness.
That's true.
So it's something that you are choosing every day, that you are saying, I am going to, I will, I shall, I must. There is nothing that's going to keep me from this, and thus you are doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to make sure I reminded you that you, yourself, are propelling you forward. God is just making sure to be the air underneath your wings, but you are flapping your own wings. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So shout out to Exquisite Cuisine. You know, the nuggets be coming, and I be trying to hold the nuggets back.
Because
you know,
I think we do forget to thank and honor ourselves.
Yes,
you know, we thank and we honor God.
Yes, and that, no discredit
to what you're doing in my life, God.
But it's okay for you to say,
I'm involved in this. Show me where you're working. I'm gonna join you. Yeah. So we are together in this.
And it's a partnership.
Don't give ourselves the credit, not putting ourselves above
God,
before,
right?
But in alignment with you, Christ.
Yeah,
you have given me all the things I need to do, and I'm going to do them.
Yes.
And I think
a lot of people sell themselves short, putting everything on what God did. Yeah. God did His part.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
He's going to do it.
Right.
And he's going to do it.
Regardless. Hello. And here's the thing. If you don't do your... The thing about the process is that if he meant for April to do it, but April decides she will not, then he's going to let Ebony do it. That's the thing. And if Ebony don't do it, he won't let me do it. That's the thing is that what needs to be done, the will of God is done. Mm-hmm. That's final. It's whether or not what we do is in alignment with the will of God, and whether or not those blessings and all the things that comes along with being in alignment with the will of God becomes favorable towards us. Your business sees growth and expansion and stuff like that because of the choices that you make.
Right.
It's caterers everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's people making meals everywhere. That's it's true. People all doing it, trying every day, starting, stopping, whatever it is. It's happening. But it's the people who decide that they are going to meet and raise the greatness of God, mm-hmm. the thing that's on the inside of them, and say that I will, I shall, I must. That's where you get those kind of results.
That's true.
That's on Mary and all her lambs. That's it.
Yeah.
Period.
I'm with it.
Period.
I'm with it. You just period, gave us poo. A whole word.
Period, poo, a on a Sunday. Word. Because that's what we do at Communion.
Yeah.
We come here in unity. We be having candid conversations. This don't be scripted, guys.
At all.
This is a real show, and it's not scripted. Half of the time, I'll be telling y'all, we don't even know what we're going to talk about. Yes, I popped a whole cork in here by accident, spilled the sparkling wine, turned into a whole nugget, and I'm not talking about McDonald's.
That's it.
Then April came in
turned
here.
Turned into a whole nugget.
No sauce. Whole nugget, no sauce. Then April came in here with these wontons, blessed us. Me and E actually could be a group. Harmonized well
y'all
together.
Harmonized.
Never did it
well.
Before, and we did all of the things. All of the things got done. So if you see us singing on a corner, drop us some coinage.
I love it.
But the thing is that this is a real show where people come and they have fun, and we don't always have guests, but when we do, they are exquisite. Even if they don't come from exquisite cuisine. Because we be trying to choose people that you guys could relate to, that you guys might like and love. And that's what we're going to keep bringing to the table. So thank you.
Absolutely.
April.
Thank you for having
me. For coming through.
This has
and
been a total blast.
Absolutely. They call us a riot. Well, not they, but she, but it don't matter. They know that me and Ebony are a riot together.
And I love
we are called a riot. So we always get things done. So anybody that joins our party is a party.
Yeah.
But tell the people exactly where they can find you.
Yeah.
Just we're gonna type it down into the comments so that they know how to get you. But tell them just in case they're looking for you right now at this second.
So if you're looking for Exquisite Cuisine, we are on Facebook at Exquisite Cuisine LLC. If you're looking for us on Instagram, it's the same. At Exquisite Cuisine LLC. We also relaunched our website. It's still a work in progress, but it's up. And it is www.exquisitecuisinellc.net. So those are the places where you can find us. You can send me a message if you have some questions. Mm-hmm. You can send me an email. If you
ask for
want to
order
place an order
for these wants.
And we got you. Yes. We cater events up to 250 people. I will not go above that. But God is good.
God all the time.
So definitely hit us up. Feel free to refer us to your family and friends.
Please do.
We're here for you, and we're happy to create a menu that you're going to love. How about that?
And they will do it.
Oh, yeah. It will be done.
Yes.
It shall, it must.
I've had many of Exquisite Cuisine's dishes, and I have enjoyed every.
Have you been disappointed?
Never.
Not one time.
Never.
Not one time.
I love it.
Not
I haven't had these wontons since the soiree.
Mm-hmm.
Soiree. That was the first joint. The first time I ever had them was the soiree.
I don't think I've had them since
the soiree.
I didn't have them at the soiree.
But they've been in my mind like that was yesterday.
Since the soiree.
I have not forgotten what they tasted like. And the soiree was?
2 years ago.
2 years before, pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. Yep. Mm-hmm.
We talking about memories before COVID still ringing in my mind about why we should be bringing April on to the show. So, April, we appreciate you coming out.
Thank you
we
for having me.
We appreciate you telling us how you do it and what it is that you do. We know there's a lot of women out there. So shout out to all the women that's, you know, juggling multiple hats and tasks and having to get it done. But just know that there's other people in this world is also doing it. And again, when you go to follow April in all of these different places, let that be the encouragement and inspiration that you need to help propel you forward, because that's what we all need. We all need reminders that it can be done.
It can be done.
It shall, it will, and it must. Mm-hmm. Mindfulness card, what you got for us, Miss E?
Yeah, so as I was, you know, sitting and witnessing all of this greatness,
just the greatness for me.
Yeah, I chose the card Reflect Joy.
Reflect Joy,
because I will say every time that I deal with you, April, you reflect joy. I've never seen a moment when you have shown that you're tired of being wife, mother, entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You've never presented that. You've been joyous. You've been joyful. You've been professional. So I chose this card just as a reminder to people and, you know, to our, you know, viewers, listeners, to always reflect joy. Not to say fake like you being joyous.
Right.
But even in the midst of some chaos and, like, I got a lot going on, you can still find the gleam of joyfulness.
Right. And again, that's a choice.
Present.
Absolutely.
And it's a choice.
The Bible says that a cheerful look brings joy to the heart, which means if you choose to look the part, then you a lot of times align with the part. You know what I'm saying? It's not, like you said, it's not faking until you make it. Sometimes you got to speak what you seek until you have what you say. And sometimes that is actually being that. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And be operating in that space. So you're absolutely right. I'm sure it's tough days. You got a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot. A lot of things to juggle at once. And yet you find a way to do it with a smile on your face. So, you know, shout out and kudos to you and everybody in your house that makes that possible.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For real. So our card, what does it say?
Yeah. So it says, tuning into the happiness and joy of others can help us cultivate happiness and joy in ourselves. Next time you notice beauty, lightness, or joy in someone, see if you can feel the reflection of their happiness and let it affect your own experience. Mm. This can sometimes be difficult, especially if we feel jealousy or resentment. So if those feelings come up, just think, that's interesting. And try to tune into happiness all the same. And as a bonus, tell someone who was lit up with happiness how lovely it is to see them so joyful.
Absolutely.
So it's so lovely
Absolutely.
To see you joyful
yes.
in the midst of all
that
the
you got
hats
going on.
That you wear.
Absolutely.
I don't wear all those hats. I don't even know if I could wear those
We just
hats.
Said barely like, surviving and chaotic. Those that our show started
That's
off
the mood.
With
That's
little
the mood.
Old you and little old me being trying to survive and chaotic. That's what our week looked like. And here you come in here with 15 jobs, banging ass,
banging wontons,
collard green wontons,
beautiful
and
energy,
a smile on your face.
Smile on your face.
Ain't coming in huffing and puffing and blowing nothing down.
Right, like, so I think that is something that we can learn from.
Absolutely.
That we can.
Absolutely.
Number one, notice when someone is operating in a joyful manner.
Right.
Tell them that they're operating in a joyful
right.
manner. Let them know how it affects us
Absolutely.
And makes us feel. And then try
that's
to
redepositing.
Tune in to how they do it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're going to drop more on us than some food. We appreciate that for coming
ding,
through.
Ding, ding, ding.
Drop
exactly.
more on us than some food, honestly. You
and
know,
I think
I'm going to take that forward
really
in my week.
Is.
I'm going to choose joy this week.
Reflect.
Regardless.
Choose joy.
I'm going to choose joy
and
this
see,
week.
And where you see the joy,
I'm going to celebrate it.
Celebrate
and I'm going to acknowledge
it.
And
let the
and acknowledge
and
it.
Acknowledge
Absolutely.
It.
Celebrate and acknowledge the
see
joy
the
that
joy.
I see. You guys hear that?
Acknowledge it and reflect
We are seeing
it.
The joy. We are acknowledging it. And we're going to celebrate it out
That's
there this
right.
week. So when you see somebody out there feeling good, happy, whole, here and whole,
That's
as
it.
We say in our affirmation, make sure you let them,
let
know,
them know
that you see that good
let
light
know.
Shining on the inside Ooh. Of them
That's right.
to help push them forward. And then, make sure that if you are not feeling in that same manner, make sure that Oof. You then reflect
My
on
God.
What it is
let
that you
know.
See and figure out how Oof. You could maybe bring that into your own self. But the big thing is that this week we are choosing joy. This is the kids' birthday week that we are
That's
approaching.
Right.
We about to be out here in these whole
Oh my God,
streets.
We about to go to NOLA.
Yes. We about to go
NOLA.
We about to go out here in these streets. So yes. Stay tuned. We will not be here next Sunday. That's why we did a 2-hour show today.
Reflecting your joy
over
this week.
We will be back. We will be back after next, the Sunday after next, and we'll tell you all about it. All about it. But choose joy this week for yourself and the people around you. And don't forget to acknowledge the joy in others. What's our affirmation? Let's close it out.
Yes. So today's and every day affirmation begins like this. Every time I say this, I can't believe that I wrote this. It really freaks me out.
Deep.
That I'm like, deep, wow, am I a writer?
You are all things.
Like, it freaks me out.
You are all things.
Every time I'm telling you.
It's the creatives for me.
So many gifts.
You do it all.
Yeah, but every time I'm like, oh my God,
I wrote this.
I did not write this.
You did.
Gosh, but okay.
You did.
You wrote it.
I did. Oh my goodness. Did. Okay. It begins like this. I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind. I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts. Communion is where I come to unite with those around me. I am grounded and present in this experience. I am here. I am whole.
We are here and we are whole.
Here and
until
whole.
Next time. I like that. Thank you for tuning in.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Hey, husband.
Husband's finally there.
Hey,
hey, husband. Shout out to the husbands.
Hey, woo. Y'all. So I don't know if you're still there. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Joel, Shantae.
Awesome.
Mary, hey y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
We hot.
I gotta go get the AC. Who is burning up in this place? Love y'all.
You know I'm gonna turn the fan on.
We do.
But it was all right.
It got real in here. Love y'all.
And what's the website?
Call it Green.
www.
Exquisite.